We're looking for a winner. Who wants it more? Bottom of the 10th, Boston Roberts, Santiago Luvano, Jules Torres, and a scoreless game number one with no give from either side. Boston Roberts is 0 for 3 today. Couple of strikeouts, but those two strikeouts came against the lefty starter, Baron Manis. Now he gets the advantage of the righty-lefty matchup against Keaton Malpass, who's in for his fourth inning of work at the bullpen, and his numbers starting to add up quickly as well. First pitch to the Pirate DH. He waits on that slider that Malpass is throwing on the first pitch of pretty much every at-bat at this point, and he fouls it back.
Yeah, and Malpass is gone three innings on 30 pitches, so he's been pretty efficient in his own right, but now is a really good time here as most of these hitters are going to be seeing him for their second time, so a good opportunity to try to break through on the scoreboard.
Roberts seeing that slider again, this time sees it well as it bends below the knees. One ball and one strike. Luvano's on deck. He has reached base safely twice, and it's the top of the lineup for the Pirates for the fifth time. The 25th pick from Malpass today is at the knees. I believe that's three straight sliders to start off the bottom of the 10th. That is his bread and butter. He's going to live and die by it.
Wouldn't be surprised to see him run it by again for a third consecutive.
1-2, it's the fastball. It's off the mask of the home plate umpire. Burroughs will call time just for a moment to give the ump a chance to maybe catch his breath, catch his belongings just for a second.
One, two, upcoming here to Boston Roberts. Luvano and Torres await for the Pirates here in the bottom of the 10th.
Lefty Roberts stands in the box. The 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss in the dirt. They throw it down to first in time, and Roberts is retired 2-3 on the putout for strike number one. Third strikeout now for Malpass out of the pen. In total, that is now 10 Ks for Argyle pitching.
Now batting for the Pirates, left fielder.
Yeah, and just a whole lot of zeros tonight as the pitching and defense has done their job for both sides.
Quick final from Iowa Park. Amarillo losing to Lido 3-2. District foe for the Pirates. The first pitch to Luvano is in for strike one. Luvano had walks in the third and fifth innings, grounded out to second to end the seventh, which sent this game into extras. 1-0 is a rope, and it's a little bit foul. Luvano's had maybe about three of those now, Colt, where he has got maybe just a touch ahead of a good pitch, and he hits it well, just a little bit further into that left field corner. He's just, I mean, he's seeing it well. He's just one pitch away from putting one down the line or in the gap, it seems like.
Yeah, and the Pirates still looking for their first extra base hit. The Eagles got theirs in the top of the 10th, but would be nice for the Pirates to get one back here in the bottom of the 10th.
Yeah, it took 56 outs in this game before we saw our first extra base hit. Long pause, and Luvano wisely will call time. He's down 0-2 in the count to Keaton Malpass. The 0-2 pitch is low.
Really good take there by Luvano.
Malpass has been mostly efficient, really besides the ninth inning where the winning run, the walk-off run, got cut off at home on a great relay, 8-3-2, as he got his defense's help to get to the 10th. And now a 1-2 and a swing and a miss, back-to-back Ks by Malpass to start the 10th inning. Strikeout number 11 of Pirate hitting today in the top of the lineup, Jules Torres for the fifth time today, second time against Malpass.
Now batting for the Pirates, second baseman number two. Julian
no doubles defense this time around for the Eagles.
Torres 0 for 4 today. First pitch swinging here. High chopper towards third. Third baseman Dunning fields it right below, right above the turf, I should say. And it's a 1-2-3 10th inning. We will go to the 11th. The scoreboard will clear off, and the baseball continues at Abilene Christian University. You're listening to Game 1 of the regional semifinal round on 93.1 Young Country in the LCIC Athletics YouTube channel.
You've probably never heard this before, but it's really true with Bell Heating and Air. They specialize in fixing it before replacing your heating and air conditioning equipment. And while they can replace it, let's see if they can fix it first. The motto at Bell Heating and Air is one ring takes care of everything. So give Bell Heating and Air a call today at 806-777-3250 and ask about the summer startup service agreement so you can prevent the breakdown before it happens. That's Bell Heating and Air.
Hartman Roofing has been your local roofing expert since 1996. South Lubbock, Levelland, and Tahoka areas have all experienced significant hailstorms this year. Our team has decades of experience evaluating roofs and helping our customers through the insurance claim process. If you're a homeowner, own a business, or a realtor needing an inspection on a property, call us today for a free expert assessment of your roof. Call Hartman Roofing at 763-8500 or go to hartmanroofinglubbock.com.
To the top of the 11th, and a bad day if you're keeping score, because you're going to the part of the game now where you're running out of space on your scorebook. You're about to have to start a new page as it's scoreless between the Eagles and the Pirates in game number one. It'll be 2, 3, and 4. Nate Bruce, Jackson Castleberry, and Ike Dunning for the Eagles against a new pitcher. Jake Qualia's day is done after 10 innings of shutout baseball. And we will go to the righty subarm pitcher out of the bullpen. It'll be number 31, Connor Robertson. On the season, this is his 11th appearance, all out of the pen, 25 and one-third innings pitch, 2 wins, no losses, 3 saves. He has given up 18 hits, 6 runs, 5 of those earned, 4 walks, 20 Ks, a 1.38 ERA, and a 212 batting average against for the right-handed junior, Connor Robertson.
Yeah, and something to note is now that Qualia is out of the game, I imagine you keep him in the order in the DH spot and then let Robertson hit in Robert's spot.
And we will find that out in the bottom of the inning because Qualia is due up. First pitch is in for strike number one. And, man, it's not going to be talked about. I mean, it will be talked about a lot, but Qualia is not going to get the win in this game. He went 10 innings, scoreless baseball. But just a pitcher's duel all the way. We expected it not to this extent. The 1-1 pitch missing inside from Robertson. He's behind the count. 2 balls and a strike now.
Robertson been the de facto closer for the Pirates and got the save in round two against Horizon.
Yeah, he went 1 2/3. Got out of a jam in the fifth where Horizon closed the lead down to one. But 1 2/3, give up no runs, no hits, a walk, and a hit by pitch. 2-2 is the count, and just missing the outside corner. That's the part of the plate where the strike has been called most of the game. Not there against the new pitcher, Robertson. He's going to have to earn it at 3-2 against the leadoff hitter. Pitch underway, popped up to left field in play. Luvano towards the line, makes the catch, and one gone to start the 11th.
Yeah, and right now it's just going to be whoever gets the runner to third base first probably is going to win this game, but we haven't seen that in probably 4 innings now.
I'm at the point, Colt, where I got to stop saying next run's going to win or tying runs here, because I think we've said that probably about maybe 10 times today, and it's just, man, terrific job by both sides, pitching-wise, defense-wise. First pitch to Jackson Castleberry is outside for ball one. You're at the point now as an announcer, you're going to start, like, I'm going to start saying things differently. Maybe you can reverse jinx as much as possible. Whatever it takes to get game number one secure, but it's 2-0 now to Castleberry. Back-to-back off-speed pitches miss from Robertson. 2-0. Hit hard on the ground towards second. Torres a diving stop. Throw to first. A pick by Lopez. No, that's Qualia now at first. And flashing the leather once again are the Pirates for out number two.
Yeah, and I mean, terrific defense all around tonight for the Pirates. And Torres doing all he can to will his team to a scoreless half of the inning here as he lays out full extension into the outfield there, able to throw out a speedy Castleberry from his knees. And quickly, Connor Robertson has gotten two outs here in the top of the 11th.
And a fan of Ike Dunning for the first pitch strike. How about Qualia coming in with the pick? He's been on the bump for 10 innings of scoreless baseball and coming straight into first base where he makes a terrific scoop to finish out that second out. This is a foul ball that's rolled towards the dugout, and Ike Dunning is down 0-2. O-2 pitch, check down to first. He went around. Strike three called. Connor Robinson goes 1-2-3, picking up right where Jake Qualia left off, and we go to the bottom of the 11th. Man, if you love baseball, this is your game right now. The Pirates will try to win it in the bottom half of the inning where we come back. Game number one of the regional semifinal round right here in Young Country in 93.1 and the LCISD Athletics YouTube channel.
Dance dings? Oh.